Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So a conversation that I've seen happen quite a lot is, man, we're not happy about Christmas anymore. It's Christmas. It's not Merry Christmas. No one is merry anymore. I think over the years, it's been getting like worse and worse. Like there was a time when people would be like, you know, a little bit of effort here. Now it's just like, nah, man, it's Christmas. Okay, yeah, whatever Christmas is, it's gonna be there. Yeah, I was thinking, like, I've asked many of my friends, not many, but like most of the people I've asked is just like, I have no plans. I'm just gonna be home. Like, no one is happy. Why are we not merry? What happened to the merry and Merry Christmas? But I also realized that, like, man, the times are wild. The times are difficult. Like, the financial issues are just, yeesh. Our economy, yeesh. We're like, statistically, we're one of the most depressed generation. And it's a lot, right? So I understand that a lot of people are not at their happiest in general. So therefore, it's difficult for you to look at the things that are around you and you feel like, oh man, I'm not in a happy place. And then to be like, okay, yeah, now let's try and make everything else happy. And I know people will be like, no, but like there's enjoyment everywhere. Enjoyment. It's like, no. Most people do enjoyment because they're actually very sad and depressed, and so they're trying to cheer themselves up. That's not a Merry Christmas. That is a depression coping mechanism Christmas. That's what that is. Because like a lot of people who are out enjoyment every weekend are actually not that happy. And I know some of you will be like, no, but I think I'm actually happy. Yeah, some of you. For the most part, people are sad, bro. And like, they just want an escape. They want something to have fun. They want to just, you know, do something. And it's like, what can get us to a place where we're actually, quote unquote, merry this Christmas? What can get us to a place where we're actually in a good space? And I think I was just thinking about that, like for me, what would make me get excited about Christmas? And then I was like, oh yeah, but like, what's the reason for Christmas? Like, okay, fine, cool, yeah, Christmas is meant to be like the remembrance of Jesus Christ and his birth. I was like, okay, yeah, okay, actually, you know what, yeah, that is actually something to be happy about. But I think that's also now the question that I've been asking myself in general, like, what are some things that have happened this year? Like, I'm looking at this year from, because I feel like you typically look back at the year and be like, I wanted to do this and I failed. And I think that's something I've been doing quite a lot, where I've been noticing the things I haven't done right. And I'm like, oh man, I wanted to do this year, but I failed to do it. Oh, there was this, I said I would do this, but I haven't done it. Oh, there was this too, I haven't done that. Oh yeah, and then that, yeah, I haven't done that. So I guess it gets you to this place where you're just sad, because you want good things, but good things are, not that good things aren't happening, but you're not noticing them. And I feel like sometimes that's a big problem, because we end up just noticing the bad things, and then we miss all the good things, and then we stay being sad. And I think I've talked about this a few times, right? I think even last week. But yeah, so I've been asking myself, man, like, how can I make the Christmas season a joyous season? And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to try and be glad. I'm going to try and be thankful. I'm going to try and spend time with people that I know are going to bring me joy. Spend time with people that I know we're going to have great, wholesome conversation. spending time with family, like, you know, actually checking out on people and be like, hey, what, like, being intentional about being in spaces that are gonna bring me joy. Keyword, joy, not spaces that are going to make me have fun. Because I feel like a lot of people, when we think, oh, joy, we think, oh, let's go to people and things that are gonna bring fun. No, I'm not saying fun. I mean joy. People who you can have wholesome conversations with. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna try and like fill my Christmas season with, because I'm like, I need to be better, because yo, I've seen flames this year. But just because we've seen flames doesn't mean good things haven't happened. So how do I focus on those good things, and how do I focus on the good people? How do you focus on the good people, and the good things? Give me a feedback. ChimTC, ChimTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who, this Christmas, we can try and have a good, happy heart. Proverbs 15:13 says, you know, a glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is crushed. Let us try to have a glad heart. Let us find things, find people, find conversations, and find spaces that are not just gonna make us happy for the moment, December, but they're actually gonna be good for our hearts. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.